RTL Original Podcast.
Good day to you, and welcome to Song 2, Season 3, Episode 13. I'm Stephen Stepslow, host of Sunnyside Up on Today Radio. And this week we are dialing the calendars all the way back to 1993, as we are revisiting James's breakthrough album Laid and their standout cut, Sometimes. Yes, we all know that the 1990 single Sit Down is still a firm favourite in student unions and at weddings. But Sit Down was not even on the track listing for the original release of Gold Mother. It was track 7 on the 1991 re-release and the opening track on the US version. In contrast, Sometimes is about as full-throated a sing-along as you can possibly get. Sometimes is track 2 on the 1993 James album Laid and was released as the first single from the LP, introducing the band's distinctive sound to the world. Released in 1993, this song exemplifies the band's ability to combine introspective lyrics with infectious melodies. It's a song that resonates with listeners as it explores the complexities of human emotions. And it is also one that the sometimes prickly UK tastemaker NME described as a great song with, so their review reads, a strong sense of dreamy and ambient grooves flowing through it. It shoots images like bullets from a gun, and they hit the target every time. It is a big surprise. Now, some of you back-of-the-room seat sniffers may well carp on that Sometimes is not as well known as, say, the title track, which is about sex, or Yes, Sit Down, which is about loneliness. But if you were to take a track and say here is a band embracing a new flavour and trying on a new sound, this would be the one you would refer to. On recording Laid, James had wanted to work with the Uber producer Brian Eno ever since their debut studio album Stutter, released in 1986. Tim Booth, James's unmistakable vocalist, said that Eno had apparently replied that he was a bit busy and he'd call back in a couple of years. Undeterred, the band sent Eno a letter and 6 hours worth of rehearsal tapes. And it is claimed that Eno gave the tapes a listen while on holiday after his wife had casually mentioned that she herself was a fan of James. After hearing a rough version of Sometimes, open brackets, Lester Piggott, close brackets, Eno felt there was something he could work with and shape. And in August 1992, he telephoned the band back, saying he liked their music very much and that they should get together in the studio and see what they could come up with. Recording for Laid proper began in February 1993, initially for 1 week at drummer David Bainton Power's studio, The Windings in Wrexham, then 5 more weeks at Real World Studios in Box, Wiltshire. In comparison to previous LP7, which took several months to record, the 6-week recording schedule was intended to provoke spontaneity and capitalised on Eno's limited availability of just 4 days a week. As well as being a success in the UK, the album also broke the band in the US, shipping over 600,000 copies and charting at number 72 in the Billboard 200, propelled by the popularity of its risque title track on US college radio and, of course, the performance of Sometimes. Sometimes, Lester Piggott is the most rock-centric track on the album, with its fast-paced acoustic strumming becoming a staple up and down the lands. Incidentally, the Lester Piggott part is inspired by the jockey of the same name, which Booth said was because the song has a racing beat coursing throughout, and also carries on the band's apparent obsession with the tax-dodging jockey, which first surfaced at the end of the original Sit Down. During recording, it is also believed that Eno went white and sat down as Booth began to sing, later stating he had just experienced one of the highlights of his musical life. The song itself describes a scene during a powerful storm in which a boy stands outside with an aerial, inviting the thunder to come and have a go, one assumes, if it thinks it were hard enough. As the song swells and the guitars chime, Booth's vocals also fit and flit higher in the mix. It makes for a heady cocktail. There is chaos all around the boy as the rains flood streets and lift cars off the ground. The song's narrator stating that sometimes when he looks deep into someone's eyes, he swears he can see their soul. At its core, Sometimes is a song about the complexities and vulnerabilities of love and how it feels to be absolutely consumed by the emotions it brings. The Top of the Pops performance live from Pittsburgh saw all five members, apart from Tim, miming playing guitars, whilst a mystery female dancer span around the room. There are a number of live versions of the song also released. A Radio 1 session version of the track, recorded on the day of the album's release, appeared on one of the Laid CD singles and the 2000 album reissue. A version recorded at Woodstock 94 appeared on the festival soundtrack CD and video, and there are live versions on the 2002 Getting Away With It live CD and DVD and Live in 2008 CD. The single's video was filmed in the water tank at London's Pinewood Studios, scene of many of the sea scenes in James Bond films. James spent the whole day in the water, the band playing the instruments and Tim dancing, singing and acting out the lyrics of the track as the track played in the background. Bolstered by the song's success, James toured the US as part of the WOMAD Festival. The band toured the UK the following month, supporting Duran Duran in the US, and finally embarked on their own US tour. James remains one of the most criminally underrated bands out there, and sometimes, even when you consider its relative success, is still often overlooked. It really is a wonderful, wonderful tune. In putting this episode together, we pored over sites such as songtel.com, oldtimemusic.com, genius.com, oneofthethree.com, songmeanings.com, musicinnotes.com, NME, Melody Maker, Wiki, and an archived Sometimes single press release. Song 2 is out every Wednesday with an episode such as this one, where we take a second track and suggest it is the best or most important, and every Friday, where we ask some of the world's most famous folk to tell us their views on track listing and whether they agree or disagree with our approach. While I have your attention, please do drop us a review, a star rating, tell at least three other people about us, and maybe even, pretty please, hit subscribe. Song 2 is researched, written, voiced, edited and produced by this annoying so-and-so, Stephen Stepslow, for Today Radio. Thanks for listening. Cheers.
Oh.